Them things that went around them.
What do you call them?
I can't.
Hooks.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, hooks. That's what they call them.
And when you tell me before about, you know, you put the stopper in it. Mm-hmm. And you was that just for bottles or was that for anything? And it was made out of wood.
Just the barrel, and then you put the stopper in the barrel.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Hooks went around the barrels, and then.
Did you, when you were little, did they ever have any musical instruments that, you know, you blew on and made a sound? It had reeds and
nothing
you blew through.
Nothing but a whistle.
Had a whistle. Did you ever have anything like a mouth organ? Or?
Oh, we didn't have none.
Did you ever have a harmonica?
Harmonica. They had some harmonicas back then.
Did you ever have a harmonica?
French harp.
Huh?
A French harp.
That's
we used
right.
to call them. Oh, yeah, and I was a boy that had them. Uh-huh. I had one when I was a boy.
What'd you call it? French harp?
Uh-huh. Yeah, French harp.
Uh-huh. Did you?
French harp and juice harps and.
Oh, what's the juice harp like? Is that the one when you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I remember I tried to play one before and I hurt myself.
That's what they. What old kids had back then. You never see none of them now. I ain't seen them.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them in a long time.
I ain't seen a juice harp, and I don't know when.
I saw one about 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
Well.
Mm-hmm. My father was playing
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Did you, did you say that you helped put up the weatherboarding? Mm-hmm. What kind of tools did you use?
Poles.
To put up the weatherboarding on the side of the house.
They have a. The square posts are 2x4s,
uh-huh.
or 2x6s, or something.
That old house had plank and all weatherboard doors with plank.
Did you? What kind of tools did you use to do this? Did you have any special tools, or did you just?
No, just hand saw. A hammer, a square.
Uh-huh. And just did it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I that's really neat. I'd never be able to do things like that. Did you?
You were reading down.
I sure was. I'm eager. let me see. Did you have wagons on the farm?
Yeah, we had wagons.
Did you have two horses or one horse?
Back then, sometimes I had 5 or 6.
How many did you hitch to the wagon at one time?
Two.
What was the part of the wagon that came between the two horses?
Tongue.
Was that the tongue?
Yeah.
And when it was one horse, what did you call it? On each
single
side.
Feet.
Single
feet. No, the shares.
The shares.
Shares.
Oh, I see. And was
shares were one horse wagon.
Uh-huh.
Or a buggy.
Yeah, a buggy.
Either one.
Well, what was this? Could you tell me what's a single tree?
That's a single tree. Back
that's
here.
Hitch two.
Hitch two.
Was that for one or one horse?
Double tree, use a double tree, at least two horses in the wagon, and one horse thing as a single tree.
Just one I see. Walking on.
Uh-huh.
There's a double tree, and here's a tongue come through here.
Uh-huh.
You have single trees on each side of this here, and this here back here, he's wagon.
Oh, I see.
Or he's anything you want to,
uh-huh.
mowing machine or anything, but that's the way it is.
Uh-huh. And that was for two horses right there?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
One
see.
On each
uh-huh.
side.
Did you ever call it anything else but a single tree or a double
no,
tree?
That's all they call it.
A tree or?
Yeah, that's double.
Oh, they
tree.
Had,
they
double. Had a triple tree. They usually hitch three horses to
what?
It.
Oh, I see.
Ain't never know, but many people had.
What do you get all that stuff? You mad?
Oh, no, my teacher gave it to me, you know, told me to ask if, you know, if the words y'all used and stuff. Because I don't know anything myself, and so I wouldn't know what to ask.